Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Eat It Florida podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco. We're going to talk sandwiches here today. And I don't know of many people who are more qualified to discuss sandwiches because I think that's all she eats. Her name is Monica Jacobs. She is a neighbor here in Savannah where I live. She lives over in Hilton Head Island, but she travels everywhere. And again, all she eats is sandwiches. But we're going to let her tell you about some of her favorites. She could talk 20, 25 sandwiches. We're going to limit it to five today. First of all, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jesse. And I do eat more than sandwiches.
You do eat more than sandwiches. Yeah. You and I have spoken on a podcast before, and I was so incredibly impressed with how seriously you take the art of the sandwich. And I was moved as much as I was because I do as well. I don't post exclusively, obviously, about sandwiches on my social media, but I do appreciate a solid sandwich. My wife will tell you, it's like, you know, death row. I think you and I talked about it last time. Death row, one of mine is fresh turkey on a baguette and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I do take sandwiches seriously. Clearly so do you, based on your Instagram. How long have you locked in on sandwiches?
You know what? I think it's just been a silly hobby in my head for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And at the end of August, I said, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something with this hobby of mine. People have been asking me almost my whole adult life, where are you eating? What are you doing? Where are you going? You know, where should I eat? And so I've been giving unsolicited advice for a long time. And I think it's been about 8 months since the Sandwich Maven launched. I'm having a lot of fun trying new places. I do a ton of research before I commit to the sandwich. And of course, there's a lot of things that I don't like. There's a lot of things I don't post. I won't, you know, bash anyone. I just will skip it.
Yeah, that's kind of how we do here. You know, if you don't like it, you know that there's a line of people who may like it. So who am I to
see? Absolutely.
Who are we to say you shouldn't like that? No, if you like it, knock yourself out. You don't only eat sandwiches. What percentage of what you do consume would you say are sandwiches?
You know what? It's really funny. Because, you know, a lot of it is content. And I have been saving content for years. I could probably go back in my pictures for 10 years and pull up sandwiches. And there's a lot of debate, by the way, on what is a sandwich. Burgers, mm-hmm. tacos, hot dogs, you know, that's that kind of thing. But I love all food. There's only a couple of things that I don't eat. And I eat sandwiches, you know, a couple of times a week.
Okay.
I have to do a lot of walking. I'm a serious walker, lots of long distance walks, and I have to do IF, which is intermittent fasting, because, you know, it's a lot of bread.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of bread. Okay, so you live on Hilton Head Island, but you have family in Florida. Is that what I understand?
I do. I've been, I'm originally from Tennessee. I lived in Atlanta for almost 30 years and moved to Hilton Head almost 7 years ago. And I've been going to Florida my whole life. My grandparents lived there. Okay. So I'm really a West Coast Florida girl, but it turns out I married a guy whose family was on the East Coast. Okay. And now I have a daughter and son-in-law and grandson that live in the Florida Keys. So we spend a lot of time in our car going to Florida.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. I do the same. It's just... how can we put this? It's just different down there. It is.
So I have this idea. I told my daughter recently that I want to make a slogan, like a baseball hat shirt that just says, it's Florida, man.
Yeah. 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 Somebody's going to take that idea.
I know. Let's do it, Jesse.
And it's not for everybody. You mentioned Florida to people, and they're like, okay.
It is not for everybody.
No one invited you to go with me, pal.
That's right.
For those of us that enjoy it, good for us.
Yes.
It's just different. Okay. All of that said, we're going to get to five They're not your top five. This is not a ranking. It's just a list of five sandwiches you love in the state of Florida, right?
Correct. Yes. They are not in any particular order at all.
Very
and
good.
Like we talked about earlier, I probably could rattle off 20, you know, places, 20 sandwiches, and I probably have a list of 20 or more that I want to go to.
All right. Let's do it. Who's number one? Well, who's your first? Not number one. Who's your first?
Correct. So my first is just because I just got back the other day. I just spent 10 days down there in the Florida Keys. My first one is Irie Island Eats. And I do want to say that everything we're going to talk about today is on my Instagram.
Okay. Which is what?
The Sandwich Maven.
Okay. Very good. We'll remind everybody at the end. But Irie Island Eats, what island is that on?
It's on Marathon.
Okay.
And it is phenomenal. It's probably, I spend a lot of time in the Keys. I was thinking about this morning, actually. I think I spent 8 weeks there in 2024.
Wow.
So I've eaten at a lot of restaurants in the Keys. This is probably my very favorite place. It is it's not just the sandwich. It's just my favorite.
Gotcha.
It's outside. The atmosphere is incredible. So it's not enclosed.
Right.
You feel like you are in a different country. I always kind of feel like I'm in Costa Rica when I'm there.
Okay.
They have two areas where you order food. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, wow.
Right. So the breakfast sandwiches, that is what drew us to go there. And there's a little farmer's market. You can buy, some groceries there. But they have incredible breakfast sandwiches. We usually get the BEC, which is, the bacon, egg, and cheese.
Right.
And they have a chorizo grilled cheese, and they have a Hawaiian grilled cheese. The sandwiches are really, really good. But what is outstanding there, also, they have acai bowls and all kinds of poke bowls, which I love poke.
Okay. Wow. What is the theme? It's just like island cuisine, or is it a specific?
It's island. I always thought it was Jamaican, but I don't know if it really is because they serve their sandwiches on cocoa bread.
Okay.
Which, do you know cocoa bread?
I do.
It's so good. It's so good.
Soft. When you can get it, when it's good. It's not always great like any other bread, but
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Theirs is always great. Theirs is always phenomenal. You just feel like, true vacation. You do not feel like you're in the States.
On the water?
It is not on the water.
Okay.
No. But it is not far from, if you're familiar with Marathon, it's not far from Sombrero Beach.
Gotcha. Yeah, nothing on Marathon. Nothing in the Keys is ever too far from water. It's either over there or over there.
Both sides. Yeah.
All right. So Irie Island Eats and Marathon for their breakfast sandwiches. Do you have a favorite of them?
Probably the Hawaiian grilled cheese.
The Hawaiian grilled cheese, is it what kind of cheese? I'm curious now.
Oh my gosh. I don't even remember. I'd have to look it up real quick. Sorry.
All right. All good. All good. It's got the cheese. Hawaiian grilled cheese.
Hawaiian grilled cheese.
That sounds very interesting. Is it Hawaiian bread? What makes it Hawaiian?
No, it's the cocoa bread. They use the cocoa bread for all their sandwiches. The pineapple. It's a salsa or something that's on there that was so good.
Very good. Very good. All right. We're moving up to Miami for your next one. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So there is a restaurant that is in Miami and it is phenomenal. It is a Middle Eastern restaurant called Motec. And my daughter told me to go there actually. And it's phenomenal. So they now are opening several more. I think they're getting ready to open in Boca, but they have a location. This is kind of crazy, in the Aventura Mall, in the food court. And that location is called Yala. And Yala has a pita sandwich. So, some people would disagree that pita is a sandwich, but in our house, that's a sandwich. And it was off the chain. It was so good. It was eggplant and stuffed with things, with some mustardy sauce. And it's, if you like... I love international food, and I love those tastes, the smells, the textures.
Sure.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't serve this sandwich at the restaurant.
It's only at the food court in Aventura Mall.
Yeah.
Very
good.
So far.
I even asked them, I even went back to Motec second or third time to take some food to go recently. And I asked the manager, I was like, I had this sandwich, but it was at the mall. And he said, no, it's only at the mall.
Wow. Wow.
I know. It's crazy.
Okay. Very good. Do you remember how much that pita set you back? I'm guessing 10, between, 12 bucks.
Yes. Something like that.
Very good. Very good. Was there a protein in it? Can you add protein?
It was eggplant. So for me, that's protein.
Very good.
I love a good vegetarian sandwich.
Okay. Fair enough. That sounds really good. If you can, how's the traffic in Aventura these days? Just like
you
everywhere
else. So the state of Florida is traffic. I come back to Hilton Head where it's nice and quiet.
Very nice and quiet by comparison, especially except on Saturday check-in, check-out day. All right. We're going up to Bucan. Yes. In West Palm Beach.
Yes. So Bucan is amazing. Bucan is a restaurant in West Palm Beach, and they have two sandwich windows in two separate locations called, and we went to, I wanted to see both. So I saw both, but we ordered and ate from Bucan Sandwich Shop. It's James Beard nominated, I think, which is, you know, always a thing that I look for, you know, any special deals.
Sure.
And, we took it to go and ate down the street in Flamingo Park, and these sandwiches were amazing, really delicious. We tried that day. We tried three. I don't always do that, but that was probably an OMAD, one meal a day.
Yeah.
We had a steak bomb sandwich. We had a Cuban, which Cuban sandwich is always one of my favorites.
Right.
And we had a falafel sandwich. They were all great. Now they are known for, they went viral for their beef carpaccio sandwich. I couldn't do it, Jesse. That's one. Remember, I said there's only a few things that I don't eat. I'm not there yet.
Carpaccio is one of them?
Yeah. Do you eat carpaccio?
I do, but how much would you have to put in the sandwich to make it a sandwich?
I don't know. Just the idea of it, I just can't do it yet.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, but that's what put them on the map, I think.
The carpaccio sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm curious, what's a steak bomb sandwich?
I think it was steak and cheese.
That's it. Like Philly?
Yeah.
It was Philly
delicious.
Cheese. I bet it is.
Chopped. It was chopped meat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Ooh. And I got to tell you, their sandwiches are appropriately sized.
Okay.
So some of these sandwich places, as I'm doing this a little bit longer, you know, they're going for big size, how much you can fill it, how big they are.
Right.
These are totally appropriate, which I think is why we got three to try.
Yeah, the Cat's Deli, Carnegie Deli type of big old hunk and sandwich, which, you know, people think is great value. But if you were a connoisseur of a sandwich as much as you and I appear to be, then you got to have some proportion to be able to enjoy the experience. Because if it's too big, it falls apart. And what are you doing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. I totally get it. All right. Who's next?
Next is, and this is, I mean, not that I'm ranking them, but this would probably be at the top, is Beauregard's Fine Meats. And they are located in Boca, and they're really a butcher shop. So they're a butcher shop, and they built a little bar in there. They have not been open that long. It's newish, I don't know exactly, but it's kind of new. And they cook their own meats in-house. And I went for the very simple hot pastrami.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, people are not going to like when I say this, but it rivals Katz's. It's that good.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Katz, I'm not gonna be, you know, ugly about Katz. But Katz is a little long in the tooth. It's not nearly as good as it used to be.
Well, that's 100% true.
Good, you know?
That's true.
It is still good, but.
Correct.
So that doesn't surprise me that this would be, you know, right up there. So you had the pastrami. Did you eat any others?
I didn't. I had that with a soda, and it was delicious.
And that was you said if we were ranking of the ones we're talking about today, that would be number one.
Probably.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. It was really good.
Wow. What kind of bread?
Rye.
Rye. Perfect. Little mustard.
Hey, what else, Jesse? Come on.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. All right. Last but not least, Who do you got?
I found this on social media. And when you look it up, you'll be like, I don't really understand. If you drive there, you're very confused because it's completely unassuming. It's called What Sub, No Seeds or Seeds. And I was really skeptical. I had it on a list for a while. He's also a little newish in the area. He's from Jersey. The owner's from Jersey. He came down. He bought an existing place. The old name of the sandwich shop is still up. And when we had lunch there, he's like, I'm keeping it. Why not? I mean, he wasn't even really going to put up his own name yet. Maybe it's changed. I don't know. So Andy and I shared the Arthur Avenue. It was on homemade focaccia bread. This could be maybe number one. I don't know.
Really? I'm guessing if it's called Arthur Avenue, it's an Italian deli sub.
It's an Italian deli.
Okay.
In Deerfield Beach.
Okay.
And it was amazing. I mean, it was melt in your mouth. And so when we got there, they said, okay, you just ordered the last one. They had run out of the meat. They make sandwiches until they're out.
Right.
And it seemed like through everybody's postings that was the number one sandwich. So I was like, okay, got to go for it. It was delicious. Yeah. Started talking to the guys that work there like we always do. And they said, hey, our friend, cousin owns the bakery down the street. So we're like, give us the name. Give us the address. So we drive down the street. And that one is called Street Art Cafe. So this whole group from New Jersey moved down. And it is a bakery. So we bought some bakery items. They also have food there, but we were obviously stuffed from the sandwich. We
right.
did take to go because we are passionate about arancini balls.
Right.
And they sell arancini. So we took one to go. Delicious.
Very good. Very good. So I'm curious, do you eat these sandwiches or do you take a lot of halves home for later?
We typically eat them. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
You have to experience like the location, the place,
you know,
I do my post this week from another restaurant that would be in a future talk.
Right.
It is a to-go place normally. Okay. I do take it to go. Sometimes we're eating in the car because we're driving.
Right. I didn't mean, do you get a lot of to-go? I mean, do you not finish a lot of these sandwiches and take half of them with you? Gotta be a lot of that.
I can finish it, Jesse.
Wow. Good on you. Good on you. You know what I find most fascinating about this conversation as I'm listening and I'm picturing, as I'm from Miami originally. And when I drive down there, I consider the finish line when I hit South Florida. There are Palm Beach Gardens. There's a Marriott hotel on the left as you drive by with the overpass.
Totally have been there. Yep.
Yeah. So when I hit South Florida, it's just one big city from there all the way down to Miami. And
sure.
So you're talking about all these, cities. And I'm like, okay, next time I need to stop in Deerfield, next time I need to stop in Boca, because 99% of the time I'm just, sometimes I'll stop at a Flanagan's on the way out of town. There's a Flanagan's on Southern Boulevard in West Palm, where we get out of Miami, if you will, and we stop at that Flanagan's, because after that, the roads pretty much open up. There's not a lot of congestion. But beyond that, I never stop for sandwiches on the way in. I have obviously a list of these that you're sharing with me, and I'm going to need to start stopping because they sound unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm pretty picky and I'm with when it comes to good food, because, if we're going to eat, we want it to be really good, right?
Right, right.
So, two things. I can make a map for you and, tell you anytime you want where to go.
Right.
Second thing is I'll just go with you.
Well, I don't know when I'm scheduled to get back down there, all the way down there. I'm going to be in Florida a ton between now and August 1, but not all the way down to Miami. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But we can, we can discuss all of that. Okay. Awesome. Where can someone find the Sandwich Maven on social?
Instagram. I'm toying with TikTok, but I don't think I'm really.
That's a commit.
Yeah, it's a commit. And there's a lot of nonsense with TikTok. Now, don't get me wrong. I love TikTok.
Yeah.
I go down rabbit holes. I follow some great influencers. And when I really don't know, when I really can't find somewhere that is saying, go eat there. I will now go to TikTok and I'll just put in West Palm Beach, TikTok food, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But I don't, I'm just my little Instagram, I think, for now, until, you know, somebody wants to help me out or show me a different avenue, that kind of thing.
No, I think that'll work for now. That'll work for now.
Thank you.
You'll be fine.
You know what? I do want to go back to something that you asked me a minute ago. Yeah. I will tell you the only place that I could not finish sandwiches, and we can talk about this later, was Boston.
Boston, Massachusetts?
Mm-hmm. We were just there recently, and we hit a bunch of places, and the sandwiches there are gigantic.
Yeah. Big old Boston attitude sandwiches.
Yes, for sure.
I get it. Well, thank you, Monica. We can find you, The Sandwich Maven, on Instagram.
Yes.
For taking a few minutes, I'm hoping we can make this a monthly chat about your adventures in Florida and the sandwiches you're finding.
I would love it, Jesse. I would love it. And anytime you want to share a sandwich, you know I'm around.
Very good. Very good. We will find you at the Sandwich Maven. You and I will get together for a sandwich or two here closer to where we live, or maybe down in Florida at some point.
Terrific.
But you can follow us meanwhile at eatitalikeit.com. We are eatitalikeit on Facebook and Instagram as well. We are looking forward to lots of conversations about food that's between the lines, if you will, all over the Sunshine State. Sound good to you?
Sounds great, Jesse. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much. You have a great rest of your day. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks.
All right. See ya.